Heather, today the board had one item on the agenda, and that was a request to submit a letter on behalf of the board to the ADEQ for them to officially issue a closure permit for the landfill. One of the things that's recently been discovered is if someone has a landfill and gets ready to close it for whatever reasons, they had to request that closure from ADEQ. Well, with all the legal ramblings and things that have gone on with this situation with neighbors, we discovered that that request had never been filed by the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste Board District. We put that in front of the board today to try to get the approval of the board to instruct the chairman to sign that letter. We failed to gather enough votes. We didn't get it passed. We were a little bit short on a 4-3 vote of support needed to get that letter passed. Naturally, that support came from Baxter County, Bullshoes, and Mountain Home. We do have an option, and we may look at 3 or 4 other options that could come forth how to request that letter. You know, Mountain Home and Baxter County fit the legal description of being the host city, and we do have the ability as a host city and county to request that closure as well. We may be looking at put that in front of both the quorum court and the city council to submit a letter to ADEQ requesting that closure permit.
Mayor, for those voting against the measure today, did they voice any reason as to why?
Well, most of them felt like that if we did this, there's been an offer on the table to from LRS to purchase this from sometime. The state legislature put a major hurdle up there recently, you know, with an act they passed to require repayment of closure funds. They felt like that was enough of an obstacle. And the chairman made numerous statements. Well, I just don't think this is ever going to happen. And my concerns is we never can say never until it's over. I saw this as an opportunity. The Friends of the White River had discovered this. It's under Rule 22 of the ADEQ rules and regulations that need to be done. And with their help, we thought this was another opportunity to try to put another, lack of a better term, nail in the coffin to assure the people of Mountain Home and Baxter County that landfill never opens. Didn't happen today, but we still got a chance.
Mayor, you've been a vocal proponent on the absolute closure of this landfill. For those voting in favor of today's measure that failed, what's the next step?
Well, we will definitely probably be trying to do this from our own level here in Mountain Home and Baxter County, get that same letter request. The board's attorney today said anyone can send that letter to ADEQ. So now we have had people that were in the room today that made a statement they might send that letter to ADEQ. So, you know, it's kind of like I say all the time, Heather, it's kind of like a game of checkers. Somebody makes a move, then somebody else has to make one before you get another turn. But we'll just have to kind of say now where we go next with this. But I can promise you, we hope it's a dead issue and a moot issue, but I'm not going to give up trying to assure the people of Mountain Home and Baxter County that thing never opens again.
Mayor, of note today as well, there was a change in leadership from the board.
Yes, ma'am. Fred Wohl, the Baxter County rep on that board, he was serving on behalf of County Judge Bob Hathaway from Boone County. Well, the state just recently passed some legislation in this session that requires the county judge to be a part of that board. It does not give them the option anymore to designate someone to serve on their behalf. So at the conclusion of this meeting today, Mr. Wohl had to step down. The vice chairman of that board, Jeff Brain, the mayor at Gasfield, will assume that role until such time as someone else is chosen to fill that role as chairman of that board.
Mayor, just for clarification, if the state had already passed that prior to today's meeting, did that affect today's meeting?
I brought that up. You know, at the conclusion of the meeting, I did not know that. At the end of the meeting today, Mr. Wohl told us he had an announcement to make, and he explained that state law to us. I questioned whether he chaired and his vote on the meeting today was legal. The attorney for the board indicated it was, and so that's all I have to go on at this point in time there. But I can promise you that'll be looked at as well by a few of us.